Hey guys, welcome to the Tech Point Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
I'm Bolu Abiodu.
How was the Easter break?
It was just there. To be honest, I didn't even realize it was Easter until people started sending me happy Easter messages.
Happy Easter. Yeah. For me, it felt very short. It was nice to slow down a bit, but then it ended as soon as it started, almost as soon as it started. Yeah, people always get the impression that it's a long holiday, but I mean, for me, a proper long holiday is like 2 weeks.
Wow. That's really long.
Yeah. That's really long. It's been an interesting weekend. I think the most interesting thing I saw last weekend was Jack Dorsey's tweets. So Jack Dorsey sold his first ever tweets last year, I believe.
Yes, last year.
$2.9 million. That tweet that says just setting up on Twitter. He tweeted in 2006, and then he donated the money to a cause in Africa, right? Yeah. But then it turns out now that the person who bought it for that $2.9 million, from what I understand, the person attempted to sell it, and is now valued at like about $14,000, which is like 99% drop in value. So, I mean, last week we're still just talking about NFTs, the coffin dancers selling their meme.
Yeah, their NFT meme for over $1 million.
And we're all praising. Exactly. So what's going on here? Like, I don't understand.
I think what really happened was that, you know, the old Twitter thing with Elon Musk and everything, I think everything just, you know, kind of affected everything surrounding Twitter. So I think after Elon Musk, you know, made it clear that he wanted to buy the whole of Twitter and not just 10% as he bought initially, I think Twitter stocks kind of dropped a little, and it's probably what exactly. And for some reason, the whole thing is even affecting Jack Dorsey's tweet that he sold initially for $2.9 million. And now they are saying that tweet might not fetch more than $14,000, which is really crazy, you know, if you ask me. Because
how does the news of Elon Musk, because from what I understand, when Elon Musk first bought a stake in Twitter, the value of Twitter stock rose. Okay, now we're hearing that he rejected the bot seat and what. Oh, that's how he's framing it. Rejected a bot seat because he didn't want to be, he didn't want to go through all the checks and whatnot. So how is that affecting Twitter stock and then still affecting Jack Dorsey's tweets to the point that he's now 99% lower in value than it was?
You know, I really wish I have an answer, but I don't know. I think, you know, when you listen to market analysts, you know, they will draw some, you know, different conclusions. You know, they bring out different facts, and then we can draw whatever conclusion we want to draw from there. You know, some people are saying it's, you know, the fact that he wants to buy the entire company, you know, speaks a lot. And then, you know, after he made that claim, you know, to want to buy the entire company, you know, we now saw that, you know, a very large amount of the board members did not have a significant amount of stake, you know, in Twitter, which was really, really surprising.
And I think it was a Saudi Arabian or Middle Eastern interest that has like the next largest stake, like
6%. Yes, I can't really recollect who exactly, you know, had the largest stake. But you notice a lot of them had, you know, very little stake. I think the current CEO even had about 0.0% of the company. So right after Jack left Twitter, you know, everyone left on the board were just very little amounts, you know, of the stock. How this now later affected someone who who bought an NFT thinking, you know, he had made, you know, a very reasonable investment. How would that affected it? You know, I don't really know. But somehow, you know, people have been trying to connect the dots and really know what exactly happened, because it's still very surprising. Still very surprising that, you know, someone would bid that little for an NFT, which I think is really valuable.
But then it still goes back to the whole, you know, perception, just the way stock market and even crypto itself and all of that.
Yeah.
It's all about perception. But then again, it's not all bad news, right? NFT trading in globally is like on the rise, right?
Yes, it's on the rise, like very, very crazy rise. And then it's still, when you think about that, it's still another reason why I'm surprised about, you know, the whole thing about Jack Dorsey's tweet, you know, getting very low bids, because right now NFT trading has surpassed $50 billion in the last quarter of this year, which is crazy.
$50 billion.
$50 billion. Like
in the last quarter, first two quarters. The last quarter, Q2.
Yes. You know, like the first quarter of this year. I mean, you know, like the first quarter sentence. Yes, exactly.
How much was it last year?
Last year, last year from January to December, we had $40 billion in total. But now,
so in just 3 months, we've done more than. So I'm NFTs are on the rise then. So it's not about. Does that mean we can key into it now, cash in?
Yes, you see, the thing about NFTs, you know, for someone that's really attempted to cash out on NFTs, I've not had any luck, and I will not lie to you. In fact, I think my first try, I lost about, you know, when I tried NFT trading, I lost about, you know, at the time where I didn't really have money, I lost about $200, and you know, that was quite painful. That was really painful. And then again, after, you know, after reading everything happening about NFTs, just yesterday, you know, I said, you know what, let me try my hands on this thing. You know, I really needed money. I was like, I remember, you know, Sunday evening, I was like, you know, I need to cash out with NFTs. And then I, you know, started learning about flipping NFTs, and I was like, let me, you know, take a stab at it. And I bought an NFT. I tried to flip it. You know, I put the price there. I didn't get any bids. You know, I decided to drop the price.
When you say you bought an NFT?
Yes, like, I bought an NFT.
From someone else. Not like you minted.
No. I bought from someone. So what happens is, you know, I think the whole thing with NFT trading is, you know, people buy and resell. You know, can buy for, let's say, you know, for an example, now you can buy for 5 naira and try to resell for, say, 6 naira or 7 naira. And then they do this,
so flipping,
you know,
NFTs,
repeatedly. Exactly. So they do it repeatedly, and you know, it's the profits might seem insignificant, but when you do it, you know, over a couple of, you know, when you start making like $50 a day, I mean, when you multiply that by a month, it's a lot. But then it's really not that simple, because I tried it myself, and you know, there are a lot of, you know, things you need to like put in place, a lot of things you need to learn about how to actually flip it, because I bought one, I relisted it, and for some reason no one wants to buy it. I even dropped, I had to put the I think I listed it for about I bought it for 0.17 Solana, and I listed it for 0.2 Solana. I didn't get a buyer. I had to list it again for 0.17, the same amount at which, you know, I bought it, just to get my money back.
And did you get your money back?
No one. I've still not gotten my money back, which is really crazy. So, you understand? That's when I start to understand that, you know, it's a growing market. You know, from the data we've seen so far, $50 billion, you know, dollars within the first quarter of this year, $40 billion totally last year. And then you notice it's a growing market, but it doesn't mean it's all that simple. And these are the, you know, one of the reasons why I'm really looking forward to the TechPoint Africa blockchain summit coming up. And you know,
coming up in May 21st.
Exactly, coming up May 21st, which is going to be absolutely mind-blowing. We just confirmed some of Nigeria's biggest NFT artists, you know, that will be coming on board, and I think that will be like a really great learning opportunity for me and for people who really want to not just make money from NFT, but you know, make a career out of, you know, the entire blockchain space. And I think it's just one thing to really look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the NFT space, crypto, blockchain, everything is quite multifaceted, a bit confusing for everyone. So that's the reason why we, you know, brought about this this event. They're like breakout sessions. Can you quickly run through the breakout sessions so we can get an idea of what to expect?
I think this event is going to be really interesting, and it's not just one of those events where you just come and you have to listen to everything. You know, we did it in such a way where that you just go to where you're interested. You don't have to listen to what everyone else is listening to. So we have breakout sessions that will occur simultaneously. So we have one about NFTs, DeFi, you know, the old Web3 stuff, you know, going on in more place, and then we have another about you know, getting careers in blockchain, you know, what can you do to get into the whole blockchain space? You know, when you notice that, you know, a lot of, you know, companies are looking for people to work, you know, in the entire blockchain space. Like, the demand for, you know, jobs right now in the blockchain space is, you know, really mind-blowing. Another interesting part, you know, which will probably be one of the most interesting, well, depending on you. So, and I think I can talk about that now, because it's actually going to be out later today. We'll be doing the formal announcement of, you know, the hackathon that will be part of the blockchain event today. So it'll be coming out later today, and you know, you see everything about it, how to get into it, and they're really amazing cash prizes to be won actually. So I might even enter the
you want to enter,
register for it, but
yeah. So but yeah, you really heard it here first. There'll be a hackathon with cash prizes. We'll announce that later today. So you heard that here first. But yeah, like very promising breakout sessions. Of course, when you register, at the point of registering, you're going to select which breakout sessions you're interested in. And then eventually the most popular ones will end up. We'll put a link to the website where you can see all the breakout sessions that are available, so that you can register your interest on the ones you're interested in. Careers in blockchain,
NFTs, DAOs, DeFi,
and all of that.
And the hackathon. Yeah.
So we'll put a link and then register. The event is on May 21st.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. It's time for you to key into the blockchain space, NFT. Me too, I'm trying to figure it out and really understand what's going on there.
Yes. Well, yeah. This is the best time, you know, to milk whatever you want to milk out of it.
Okay, cool. So you can check it for yourself. The website is blockchain.techpoint.africa, but we'll put the link in the episode notes, the show notes, wherever you're listening from. So that's all for today. Well, everybody's just coming back from the holiday mood. There's not much to discuss. We just wanted to, you know, talk about something we found that was interesting. And thanks for listening. And this is probably the shortest episode we've done in a while. But thanks for sticking with us. We release TechPoint Africa podcast on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. So watch out for another episode on Thursday. And if you're listening for the first time, you can get the podcast anywhere. You get podcasts by searching for TechPoint Africa podcast on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever you get podcasts. Thanks for sticking with us. And Bulu, any parting words?
Not much. Just have a lovely Tuesday and, you know, make money.
Yeah, make money from NFTs, yeah?
Exactly.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye.
Bye.